This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Man, I love this Van Halen song.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Love the guitar right here. But still, Ted Nugent's better. Sorry. Crank it up for a minute. All right. Let's go back to a little bit more of the Ted Nugent interview. It's on Infowars.com. We're coming back with Paul. I've had the New York Times, the Washington Post, all these fake news organizations calling a statement on their latest lawsuit against me. Let's follow your statement. I'll give you that statement briefly. On the other side of the break, I'm not going to call you guys. Because I've sat there and tested it out where I call like 10 of them, and they don't quote you a bit. They just act like they've talked to you. They just, because I always counter them properly, so they don't actually put the quotes in there. So, but I'll give them their statement coming up here in just a few minutes, and Paul Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England will be joining us. But let's a little bit more of Ted Nugent and the special report on Infowars.com, Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview.
Is the First Amendment is not important because we can say what we want. It's because idiots can say what they want, so the rest of us can go, gosh, that's an idiot. So I think we're in a good place right now. And I think the fact that the left is so brain dead and comfortably numb with political correctness and fake news and dishonesty, that they're doing a better job than we are.
No, I agree. But since we're here getting the Second Amendment, we're seeing right now the biggest purge online of it. Conservative sites, veteran sites, gun sites, shooting clubs, Christian sites. I've never seen such a purge.
Oh, I've been thrown off. I won't mention any names now in hopes that the negotiations can continue and move forward on an honest level. But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Look at all the claims that I'm a child molester, a draft dodger, that I diss the Native Americans. It's all lies.
Oh, I know.
What nasty things, especially my relationship with the Native Americans. I have been invited to almost every Native American tribe to teach their children the Native lifestyle of clean and sober, hands-on conservation, self-sufficiency, hunting, fishing, outdoor conservation, shared sweat lodges with their spiritual leaders since the 60s. I have been given felonious eagle feather war bonnets by the elders of numerous tribes because I, in my song Great White Buffalo, and in my promotion of conservation, especially bow hunting, they feel a kinship, a blood brotherhood there with me. So meanwhile, the Native Americans and I are spiritual blood brothers, so the Huffington Post claims that I called them unclean vermin. And then some people actually fell for it. So you can see that as I say these things, as nasty and horrific and dishonest as they are, you notice I'm still smiling.
It is a panicked herd, because I agree with you. They know that culturally they've lost the soul of America. I mean, you go to the Rolling Stone articles attacking you and I this week, they'll get one or two comments. Your site has thousands per story, so does mine, and 50 times the traffic. That's what I'm saying. You're right. They have had a cardiac arrest. They're falling apart. But I don't want to underestimate their counter.
No, we don't. Doesn't mean that we get complacent by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, folks, the full interview is up there. But notice the same lies we've dealt with, the same lies he's dealt with. But calling us Nazis, calling us all this doesn't work anymore. So now it's lawsuits. And the lawsuits are defamation. Because you can defame in court in a court document. But that's then why the suits get thrown out. But they don't care. The left just wants to get the attention every time they file a fake lawsuit. And like a simulated victory. Like they keep calling Trump a white supremacist or a rapist. None of it's true. They just think if they say it enough, you'll believe it. And their own followers do believe it because they're losers, but not us. So, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, I mean, there's hundreds of them calling, want me to give them a quote on this new lawsuit. So I will give you the quote right now on the other side, and then that'll be it. You desperate criminals. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
My saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Watson's about to take over from the United Kingdom with huge breaking news, but I've had Washington Post, New York Times, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, you name it, they've all called wanting a comment. And I noticed that the Daily Beast and all the rest of them sent a comment yesterday while I was on air, 5 minutes after they filed their stories that were obviously written weeks ago. And the headline is, from the Daily Beast, falsely accused Parkland shooter sues Alex Jones, InfoWars for defamation. Never said the guy's name, picked up what thousands of other news outlets did, saying this reportedly could be Ted Cruz. We said some sites are saying this is Ted Cruz. See, I can't even, I'm teleprompter free, but then that causes derailments here occasionally. Nicholas Cruz. Now Ted Cruz will sue me, but it's not intentional. It's just hilarious. That's what happens for teleprompter free folks. He'll get names wrong and things. That's why Paul Watson does hours of preparation before he goes live on air. No, but seriously, let me start back over. I have been asked by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, hundreds of publications have called yesterday and today asking for comments on the latest lawsuit that was filed yesterday dealing with Nicholas Cruz, the reported shooter in the Parkland massacre from Valentine's Day in February of 2018. And the suit deals with Reddit and Facebook and Twitter and 4chan, everybody saying, this is on the Facebook, this is on the Twitter, this is Nicholas Cruz, reportedly. And we said, this is Nicholas Cruz, allegedly. We didn't even say the name of the guy that it was, but it was a gentleman wearing a hammer and sickle shirt. And so that night we figured out that, no, here's the photo of Nick Cruz. He's a different person. We removed the photo and updated the site like the New York Times does, CNN, you name it. They're updating all the time, changing headlines. And then we retracted it as well within the 30-day limit under Texas statutory law to basically, if they didn't file a lawsuit, it would get thrown out. But that didn't matter because, as my lawyers have pointed out, it's all a PR stunt where they say all these false things about us in the lawsuit that we haven't done or we haven't said, just like in the other lawsuits, that my lawyers aren't worried we'll actually ever win, but it doesn't matter. It's just designed to have Alex Jones associated with the term lawsuit, and it's really an attack on free speech. And a lot of top lawyers are now coming out watching this phenomenon. Even lawyers that, you know, a lot of liberals support, even the Daily Beast has a lawyer, you know, saying this is lawsuits against people that filed it. You guys are in your filing, which is very dangerous, saying we don't like his speech. And you list all these horrible things I've supposedly done. Most of it's not even true. But in law, that's not the issue, even if it was true. It's what I've currently done. So you destroy your whole argument in that process. I mean, if somebody she's at all over the news that this is purported to be a photo of the shooter, and we say alleged, and then we take it down and say it's a mistake. Statutorily, we don't have an issue. Just like I said Ted Cruz earlier coming in, not Nick Cruz. Wasn't on purpose. I corrected it. I'm not saying Ted Cruz did the shooting there. I'm teleprompter free. We got a document cam shot maybe over here. There's Paul Watson's over here on the TV. There he is. And go over. There's no teleprompter. You've got them saying Trump military at border clip ready. We're going to play that in a minute. And you've got the clock and you've got some phone numbers. That's it. There is no teleprompter. So I'll sit here and go, well, you know, we got the shooter wrong saying Ted Cruz. I mean, Nicholas Cruz. But it's not intentional to do harm. That's the standard of the law. You don't win those suits. But it's the harassment suits that are called slap suits that almost every state has passed laws to stop. And those are much bigger dollar numbers for who files them and the plaintiffs that sign on to them. And all the suits against us, our lawyers say, and I've checked with other counsel, say, no, you will win a slapback on this. You'll get attorney's fees and the money back, but we got to beat the suits first, then we got to file suit. And so tee up the next group here. And even the Daily Beast, in the article, falsely accused Parkland shooter, sues Alex Jones, they published the guy's name. We never did it. No one connected to this guy. We removed it the day of. We retracted. They say we didn't retract. Well, we have the registered letter and the retraction and everything else. So, again, it's all just not true. And they put in the lawsuit and the exhibits other people's websites and statements that aren't even our website. You can see it's not ours. And it's the sloppiness that's so scary. So you want a statement, mainstream media? You're dying. You've fallen apart. New York Times is propped up by Carlos Slim, the big kingpin, richest guy in Latin America. Washington Post is owned by Bezos, lost $30 billion last year as the public finds out he's taxpayer funded. You guys are on sinking ships. So my forebears went and fought and died and got killed and dropped bombs on Germany so we'd be free. I just got to have leftists file fake lawsuits against me and a few liberals try to beat me up on the street or dump coffee on my head. I'm doing just fine. We didn't defame anybody intentionally. Malice of forethought, intentionally harm. We corrected when we found out who the shooter was. We removed it. We followed the statute, but didn't stop them from filing. So, it continues here to say, Mr. White, who is a speech lawyer, Ken White, First Amendment litigator at Brown, White, and Osborne, said the suit could run afoul of Texas law. In the core of the suit, White told the Daily Beast, the problem is that the complaint buries the core wrong in a general attack on InfoWars and Alex Jones and their fans. This might make for good press, but it's dangerous. Oh, yeah, you bet. White continued, Texas has a very strong anti-slap suit. And law. If InfoWars can frame the lawsuit as being more broadly about the content of its speech in general or about the speech of a third-party commenters, for if InfoWars is not responsible under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, the plaintiff faces a real risk of anti-SLAPP ruling. SLAPP, or strategic lawsuit against public participation, refers to strategic frivolous lawsuits designed to silence particular categories of speech, like Monsanto does. Different states have different types of laws on the litigation. Governor Rick Perry signed Texas anti-slap law in 2011 and had the support of the American Civil Liberties Union, the Texas Trial Law Association, and a number of free speech advocates. And it goes on to say, oh, they didn't immediately respond, InfoWars. Yes, you didn't want us to. You wanted to act like, again, for your own legal reasons, that you talked to me. So there's my response, ladies and gentlemen. And you're such a yellow journalist, you'll turn around and say, I accused Ted Cruz of being the shooter just because I messed the name up, teleprompter free. That's what you do, frauds. But I corrected it 10 seconds later, just like we did this. So they just hope to pile enough of these on that I'm like, I just care about money. I'm going to go away. I will never go away until I'm dead. And then my work and stuff will live on. So that's that. We have our correction clarification posted before the deadline. You can go read it. We have the screenshots and the all of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But they say we didn't retract or we didn't do all that. So my lawyers looked at it and they said, no, it's a PR stunt. And they feel sorry for the plaintiff. I feel sorry for him when he poses for photos with a hammer and sickle shirt on because he thinks he's getting a big fat payday and all he's going to get is justice. Because we have no other choice. I'm not a litigious person, but I got to let people know that when you sign on to sue me and it's frivolous, you're going to have stuff come back at you. So I figured that out with Shabani, and I signed the non-disclosure, so I can't get into it. But that was the first domino to fall, and I realized they want to just say I settled a lawsuit when, let's just say, the grass got greener after it for me. They just wanted me to say I was guilty for the tens of millions of dollars of fake advertising that could be out there, that no Muslims ever raped anybody and no refugees ever came in, and Muslims are the sweetest people since cupcakes were invented. Please support the broadcast. Massive sales in today. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we're nothing. We'll be back with Paul Watson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Final segment of this hour, we're going to play a video that's gone up just about an hour ago on YouTube, The Truth About Social Media. Really important video in terms of the effect that social media is having, particularly on young people, literally rewiring their brain, causing depression, causing anxiety. Obviously, there's an irony in there, given that I built a lot of my profile from social media, but it's about restricting it. It's about regaining control over your time. And this is a big mental health issue right now, especially for millennials. So be sure to stay tuned for that video in the final segment. Before we get into the news, though, I want to tell you about the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, because Alex didn't have a chance to talk about them there. And as you heard, it's basically a lawsuit every week at this point. We're under constant attack as this purge against conservatives, against libertarians, continues in the form of character assassinations, censorships, bans. And in InfoWars' case, aside from CNN literally trying to shut down our YouTube channel, frivolous lawsuits on a weekly basis, even twice weekly. Who knows, maybe in a couple of months it'll be every day. The feeding frenzy just knows no bounds. So we have these great specials available right now for you to support us as we continue to thrive despite being under sustained attack. We have bodies from InfoWars Life back in stock at 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the turmeric formula. We don't even brag about some of the benefits that this formula will give you, given peer-reviewed studies that show in some cases it's better than certain antidepressants at treating mood disorders and depression, but we sell it on the basis of joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. It is bodies, and it is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the true power of turmeric, with over 95% of its active ingredients, because turmeric contains some of the most powerful antioxidants. And we paired it with other powerful ingredients, including five different herbs and extracts. It is bodies. I take it on a daily basis. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 25% off. We also have other massive discounts, including the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. You still can get that for $50 off. You can still get Brain Force Plus, the top-of-the-line nootropic that we sell that everybody in Silicon Valley takes. It improves mood. It improves memory. It improves mental acuity. It is Brain Force Plus. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, one of the many discounts you can take advantage of right now at InfoWarsStore.com. With the multitude of five-star reviews, you can also take advantage of the auto-ship option, so you never have to remember to reorder over and over again. Please support us. We're under attack. We've said it for a long time now, but it's literally a lawsuit every week at this point. You've seen them. So please continue to support independent, true, grassroots media, not controlled by corporations, not controlled by giant checks from George Soros, controlled, directed only by you, the audience, by supporting us, by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, yesterday, Fox News had this headline up: Google snubbed Easter with no doodle for 18th year in a row, Christians say. Well, I was the one that basically started this story. I'm not a practicing Christian, but I noticed that Google had no doodle on their front page whatsoever to recognize Easter. And people will say, well, why do you care about a doodle? Who cares? Why are you getting so irate over a drawing on the Google homepage? Well, one, it's one of the biggest corporations in the world, if not the biggest in terms of influence. We're talking about a company in Google that can change the outcome of entire elections based on its algorithm. That's been proven in scientific studies. We're talking about a company that has basically become the internet to a large degree. It's a monopoly. We're talking about a company that basically through its algorithm, through its vast reach into the World Wide Web, basically controls reality. So yes, of course it matters what is on the homepage of Google.com. That's quite a big deal, okay? Quite a big deal. So Fox News put out this article, quoting my tweet, quoting my article, which was written earlier in the day, or in fact the day before, basically saying, why does Google have a doodle for every obscure, woke, progressive, far-left person, activist, whatever, or event imaginable, but not for Easter? Why did they have absolutely nothing, no doodle, no recognition for Easter Sunday or Easter Monday, the entire Easter period? There was nothing, absolutely nothing. James Woods, the actor, picked up on this. He retweeted my tweet. He said, they loathe Christians, plain and simple. So again, this is becoming an issue. We heard the James Damore case. We heard the stories out of there where, you know, people would literally get booed and heckled because they were white. What is the policy? What is the outlook of one of the biggest corporations in the world? One of, if not the most powerful corporation in the world. That's a pretty big issue, what their corporate philosophy is, because it reflects on the world. It reflects on the people who use their services, which number in the billions. Pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. So then we had this. Oh, by the way, before I get into it, Google has previously devoted a doodle to Yuri Kochiyama, a communist activist who said she admired Osama bin Laden. She gets a doodle. Easter, Christians, they get nothing. Okay, so they'll honor communist activists who admire terrorists, but not Easter, not Christians. So then CNN's Andrew Kaczynski comes out, who, by the way, was the guy who threatened to dox the individual who created the Trump CNN wrestling meme. He's a nice guy. He came out and said this. This article, which features quotes from an InfoWars editor and a Pizzagate hoaxer, notes in the final paragraph, Google doesn't do doodles for religious holidays. Embarrassing. Okay. So he's claiming that Google didn't do a doodle for Easter because it never does doodles for religious holidays. Except it did literally a month ago. This is a CNN reporter spinning fake news to smear Christians, calling me embarrassing when he can't even check back one frigging month on Google's official website, which had a doodle for the Hindu holy religious festival. It's called Holi. It's a religious festival. It's a Hindu festival. They had a doodle for it a month ago. It's on their own website. So, Kaczynski, your research is terrible. See me after class. You're perpetuating fake news. So then someone else responded to his tweet. They said the Fox News article he has linked has a statement from Google that directly mentions the holy doodle, the Hindu religious festival. Yeah. And he says, how are you able to breathe consistently while being this utterly stupid? Well, I'm able to breathe consistently because the Holy Hindu Festival is a religious festival. You see, Google isn't going to tell you that. But if you go on the Wikipedia page for the Holy Festival, it says, quote, Holy is an ancient Hindu religious festival. You can go on a Telegraph article and read about how, quote, they perform religious rituals. So, yes, Google had a religious doodle. That is a religious festival on their homepage a month ago. CNN's lying about it. Kaczynski's lying about it. All these brainwashed followers of his are lying about it. And, yes, it's important because Google is one of the biggest corporations in the world. They have vast influence. Their corporate philosophy, how they look at Christians, that is of importance. So, yes, of course it's of importance what's on their homepage during one of the biggest Christian religious festivals on the calendar. So, yes, it matters. We'll be back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Here is the big video. I promised it went up about an hour ago. Huge, important video. Please share it. This is the truth about social media. Let's roll it. Weren't we all a lot happier before social media existed? Is social media stripping us of our basic humanity, stunting our intellect, making us depressed, and irreparably damaging personal relationships? One of Facebook's earliest executives dropped a bombshell when he admitted that social media was programming its users and destroying the fabric of society.
I feel tremendous guilt. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. Your behaviors, you don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional. But now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
Social media was designed to be addictive. It provides the same kind of dopamine hit that you get from smoking, drinking alcohol, or gambling.
We know that engagement with social media and our cell phones releases a chemical called dopamine. That's why when you get a text, feels good, right? So, you know, we've all had it where you're feeling a little bit down or feeling a bit lonely, and so you send out 10 texts to 10 friends, you know, hi, because it feels good when you get a response, right? It's why we count the likes. It's why we go back 10 times to see if my Instagram is growing slower. Did I do something wrong? Do they not like me anymore, right? The trauma for young kids to be unfriended, right? Because we know when you get a hit of dopamine, which feels good. It's why we like it. It's why we keep going back to it. Dopamine is the exact same chemical that makes us feel good when we smoke, when we drink, and when we gamble. In other words, it's highly, highly addictive.
We're so addicted. Our brains sometimes fool us into thinking a dopamine hit is imminent when it isn't. I'm talking about phantom vibration syndrome.
This means those people think the phone is vibrating when it's really not. And psychologists say these fake phone calls are all in your head. Those who are big-time talkers on the phone or who use the phone to text or tweet a lot, well, they say they feel these fake phone calls more often. And so do people who are anxious or insecure.
Next time you're in a car driving down a busy street, look out the window. Notice how many young people have their heads buried in their phones. Even in an environment where there are potential threats, obstacles, and things of interest to observe and absorb, they still can't tear themselves away. This addiction has overridden their basic survival mechanism of being aware of their surroundings in an open environment. That's how addicted they are.
I mean, look at the one on the right.
Do you have to make faces when you take selfies?
Wait, one more now.
Oh, there you go.
Better angle. Oh, check it. Did that come out okay?
That's the best one of the 300 pictures I've taken today.
Every girl in the picture is locked into her phone.
Oh, Lord.
Every single one is dialed in. Welcome to parenting in 2015. They're all just completely transfixed by the technology.
Why are millennials particularly vulnerable to social media addiction? Because their parents and daycare instilled in them an endless, desperate compulsion for validation. This is the me generation. This is the generation with the lowest self-esteem ever. Hence the constant need for reassurance that they exist. What fulfills that need? Social media. This is a generation whose natural coping mechanisms are so eroded, they've adopted rampant narcissism as a form of stress relief. Where is that narcissism most rewarded? You guessed it. Social media. Likes, shares, and retweets are to a millennial what a pacifier is to a baby. It's literally infantilizing our brains. It's regressing us back to infanthood. And what's another trait of infanthood? Short attention spans. Our attention spans have been decimated by social media. We're kept in a perpetual state of distraction and disruption. This constant influx of new information prevents our brains from being able to process that info and send it into long-term memory. Do you ever wonder why your memory seems so much worse than it used to be? If you're constantly distracted by new information, you can't devote the required attentiveness to any one subject. So everything is just a superficial snapshot. Some of you probably got distracted 30 seconds into this video and started reading the comments. Our brains adapt physically to our changing environment. This is called neuroplasticity. Social media and the internet in general has rewired our brains to make us only capable of shallow thinking. Studies also show that the more distracted you are, the more difficult it is to feel empathy. Another casualty of social media. Social media also causes depression because people are seeing the carefully curated highlight reels of other people's amazingly interesting lives, then feeling inadequate and lonely when they compare it to their own. An added irony is that while millennials use social media to alleviate their stress, it's actually causing them more stress. The University of Queensland study found that quitting Facebook for just 5 days led to a noticeable drop in cortisol levels. Social media can also be blamed for the obsession with identity politics that's tearing apart the fabric of civil discourse. Real-world experience forms rounded characters. Social media draws us away from the real world. This vacuum of real-world experience causes confusion and identity crisis. Hence, 75 different genders. There's even a link between the rise in smartphone and social media use and the emergence of college campus snowflakes.
It short-circuits the brain, and we're starting to find that it has actual cognitive consequences, one of them being the sort of pervasive background hum of anxiety. Now, the canary in the coal mine for this issue is actually college campuses. If you talk to mental health experts on college campuses, they'll tell you, along with the rise of ubiquitous smartphone use and social media use among the students on the campus came an explosion of anxiety-related disorders.
Students who are bathed in this constant background hum of anxiety are so emotionally brittle, they're triggered by anything. The positives of social media, well, everyone has a voice. And while in principle this allows for the democratization of information, in practice it equates to billions of retards sharing pictures of their food and hurling vile insults at strangers for having the wrong opinion. It equates to maniacal witch hunt mobs destroying people's reputations and careers because they said something deemed offensive. And yes, I'm painfully aware of the irony of someone who has forged an identity partly thanks to social media lecturing you about how terrible social media is. But this is as much an instructional video for me as it is for you. We're all addicts. We need to modify our behavior before it modifies us permanently. We have to escape this electronic ghetto. Here's a few things we can all do now. Turn off all non-essential notifications on your phone. Try and make a routine of only checking your messages and emails a maximum of 5 times a day. Less if possible. Use the internet like your parents use the internet. Go on there to do what you intend to do. Then get off. Don't get distracted by 100 different strands. Don't surf the web. Try and be disciplined. Respect the value of your own time. Don't charge your phone next to your bed. Don't be pressured to check all the messages on all your accounts as soon as you wake up. Leave your phone in a different room to the one you're in at every opportunity. And if it's not absolutely essential for your career, just get off social media entirely. There's no point in being a public figure if you don't get any of the benefits of being a public figure. If you implement these changes, and I've got to implement them too, you'll be far happier, more productive, and a better person to be around. You'll be free of the background hum of anxiety and depression that social media perpetuates. 2018 is being described by some as the year of the neo-Luddite. An underground backlash against technology is brewing. More people than ever are beginning to feel that technological progress is not always beneficial. Violent anti-tech attacks are increasing. According to American philosopher John Zazan, something is going on. Zazan was a controversial supporter of the ideology of Ted Kaczynski, the Unibomber, although he condemned his actions. Kaczynski thought technological change had destabilized society, made life unfulfilling, and caused massive psychological suffering. While Kaczynski's response was deplorable, you'd be hard-pressed to deny that some of his fears have been realized. Professor Zazan thinks the emergence of another Unibomber is inevitable. Others even fear the rise of Luddite terror groups to rival Islamic jihadists. But before we allow fringe extremists to fill the void, we need to reassert control over our impulses, our emotions, and the very structure of our brains. Social media is turning us into addicts, and it's time to change our habits before we all become hopeless junkies.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. But I first want to direct you back to InfoWarsStore.com because, again, we're under a sustained attack on a weekly basis with lawsuit after lawsuit piling on top of one another. So please continue to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus at 50%, 50% off for a limited time only. Again, that is our nootropic brand. It helps with concentration, mental acuity, and memory. It really works. Everyone in Silicon Valley is doing it. This is a big frontier of mental performance supplementation right now. It's called Nootropics, and ours is called BrainForce Plus. It's available for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Bodies back at 25% off. This is the joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support. We don't even mention the mood enhancement benefits of turmeric, which has been proven in peer-reviewed scientific studies to have those benefits. We've got it back in stock at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as a bunch of other products available right now. Please continue to support this network. We're not dependent on outside sponsors, so we can't be targeted by the kind of boycott campaign that you saw Laura Ingraham over at Fox News be targeted by with David Hogg and that whole witch hunt outrage mob. They can't get us that way. Apparently, they've just chosen to file frivolous lawsuit week after week to kind of create this crisis mentality that we're going down, even though we win every single lawsuit. But they can celebrate. When it actually comes down to it, we thrive, we prosper, we actually get bigger. Keep going, well done. Please continue to support us, though. We're only able to keep going with your support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's get into some more of this news right now. Big poll out today from Monmouth University, and this is up on Breitbart.com. 77% believe traditional media guilty of fake news. That is absolutely huge. The vast majority of Americans believe mainstream media outlets report, quote, fake news. Now, of course, the mainstream media, the legacy media itself, right at the statement before the election, even before, contrived that hysteria, contrived that moral panic of fake news. And oh, how delicious, how hilarious it is to see how much it's blown back in their faces to the point where 77% of Americans, this is out of 800 respondents, say that the mainstream media puts out fake news. 83% of those questioned believe that special interest groups intentionally seek to implant the mainstream news cycle with false information. And 87% believe that those same forces influence social media such as Facebook as well as YouTube. So the vast majority of the American people know that this whole fake news scandal, which was created to try and discredit, to try and demean alternative news outlets. Let's not deny that there are fake news outlets that deliberately put out misleading information, false information, which they know not to be true. But the Stanford University study, other studies proved that that did not have any kind of significant impact on the US election, had no significant impact on Brexit. The problem is far, far tinier than they made it out to be. They were butthurt at the fact that they're losing, at the fact that the political paradigm, the current climate is shifting against their favor in terms of the populist revolution that swept Europe over the past 3 years, that they created this conspiracy theory that it was all due to fake news. No evidence for it. When you actually look at the figures, it hasn't had a big impact, but it has had a big impact in blowing back on them, which is why it's so hilarious. Which is why now this whole, you know, this hysteria over Sinclair Broadcasting and that fake news package that they put together criticizing fake news is kind of funny, because they're using it to say, oh, look at what the conservative right-wing Sinclair Broadcasting does. Because CNN would never have a consensus which they enforce throughout their news organization, would they? Oh, no. They don't hire people based on their political beliefs. They don't fire people based on their political beliefs. How many Trump supporters who were working for CNN because they tried to feign some kind of balance, how many of those have been fired since the election? So don't try and pretend that you don't have a bias. Everybody has a bias. We have a bias. We're just honest about it. We admit to it. You don't. You pretend to be neutral and impartial. Jim Acosta literally screaming out at Trump every time he gets the chance. He's not a neutral reporter. He's not an impartial journalist. He's an activist. CNN has become an activist news organization, which is fine, but just admit to it, okay? You are the fake news. This has blown back in your faces, and it's absolutely hilarious, which is why you're now trying to censor everyone else and literally lobbying to have our YouTube channel shut down. Because you're so nervous that there will be a slight chance of competition. Like, CNN is way bigger than InfoWars. It dwarfs us in terms of size, money, income, employees, whatever way you want to look at it. So why are they so nervous? Why do they attack me on a regular basis? If we were so inconsequential, just ignore us. They don't, because they're nervous, because their average viewer is aged 60 years old. They're dying. They're literally dying. They're not resonating with people anymore. They can't get one show in the top 20. And they blame us for that. No, it's your content, it's your bias, it's your fake news, which is why 77% of Americans now believe that the
Mainstream media puts out fake news. Well done on that narrative. That worked out great for you, didn't it? Idiots. Malaysia to punish fake news with 6-year prison sentences. Now, isn't this interesting? Because we've seen this out of the European Union as well. Authoritarian regimes and political bodies hijacking this contrived hysteria about fake news to prosecute, to punish political dissidents. Isn't that interesting? The authoritarian regimes would catch on to something created by the legacy media establishment in the United States. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak's government approved a law banning the malicious spread of false news. Again, completely subjective term. Reporting on Monday, instituting penalties of up to 6 years in prison and $125,000. 6 years in prison for somebody who probably would unwittingly post fake news, the very definition of which is completely subjective. Why? I mean, I talked about earlier, they were saying Google does not recognize religious festivals. It never has. That's why it didn't recognize Easter. BS! 1 month ago, they recognized the Hindu holy religious festival with a doodle on their homepage. Okay, that's CNN putting out fake news. Anyone going to get in trouble for that? Andrew Kaczynski did not retract it. When I got on Twitter, pointed out he was completely wrong, didn't retract it, just ignored it. Nothing happens when they put out their fake news. And as I documented, as I highlighted in my video about a month ago, their fake news is way more damaging than some crappy little blog in some fringe obscure corner of the internet. Their fake news literally starts wars, literally gets people killed. Why do you think we're in a cold war again with Russia? Because of their fake news. And in my country, because of fake news about this poison attack. Their fake news is the most damaging you could ever imagine. No consequences whatsoever. Now Malaysia, now these other authoritarian regimes are punishing people for putting out fake news. Authoritarian regimes glomming onto that contrived hysteria tells you everything you need to know about the true agenda behind fake news, the hysteria created by the mainstream media in the first place. Now, on Twitter earlier, Christian privilege was trending, as well as hashtag love a Muslim. So we've got Christian privilege trending. We've got this article out of Campus Reform, I think it is, or College Fix, actually. University event aims to combat Christian privilege. George Washington University Diversity Workshop is to be held 4 days after Easter. It will host a training session for students and faculty that teaches Christians, especially white ones, because they have to sprinkle a little bit of racism in there too, obviously, as well as anti-Christian bigotry. Quote, receive unmerited perks from institutions and systems all across our country. Right, really, so Christian privilege, is that the privilege to be discriminated against, mocked and derided by major academic institutions like George Washington University, by dominant cultural institutions like the entire breadth and width of the social media sphere, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you've seen the tweets, and the mainstream media, which gives them all protection. Is that what they mean when they talk about Christian privilege, or are they talking about the privilege of Christians in Islamic countries, in Middle Eastern countries, across the world, who are being persecuted like no other religion on earth? Is that the Christian privilege they're talking about? They're talking about Christian slaves being forced to pay jizya tax in these Middle Eastern countries, being killed, being beheaded, being forced to flee the areas in which they've lived for decades and decades, being humiliated and belittled while all that's happening by people in the West. Is that the Christian privilege that you're talking about? Is that why it's trending on Twitter? Absolutely disgraceful. I'm not even a Christian. Christians are the most persecuted religion in the world, fact. And they're belittled, they're ridiculed, they're humiliated at the same time in the West by the dominant cultural institutions, by the media. Is that your Christian privilege? That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up, Infowars.com. Now go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I'm so excited. The new product.